The pages of a book are filled with great adventures, stories of everlasting love, heartbreak, and the classic whodunit. Explore them all with your host, Laura Young. Welcome to Read Astray.
Hello, I'm Laura Young, middle school reading teacher and avid reader in general. Welcome to Read Astray, a podcast designated to reviewing different books. In the last episode, and again today, I am reviewing young adult fiction selections. These titles were recommended by students, and those students are joining me in the studio. This has certainly been a fun experience. In today's episode, I will be joined by my students, Sarah and Katie, to review The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Girls, please say hello to the listeners and tell them a little about your reading habits.
Hi, my name is Sarah Rich, and I normally read dystopian series, historical fiction, and I recently read a Christian series by Robin Jones Gunn.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm a seventh grade student who primarily reads historical fiction and dystopian novels.
Thank you, girls. As I said, today's review is over The Hunger Games, which was published over 10 years ago in 2008. It is the first in a trilogy, and each book also became a movie. When these girls first approached me about reviewing it, I was a little reluctant, simply because I assumed that with its age and popularity, it was well known without a review. But then I read about a book coming out in May of 2020 called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. It is a new book in the Hunger Games series that serves as a prequel of sorts. It is set 64 years before the first books and relates the tale of the 10th annual Hunger Games. So after learning of this new book, I decided maybe it was time to bring the series back to the forefront. Girls, you recommended reviewing The Hunger Games before we found out about the prequel. What drew you to this particular title?
My mom read the series whenever it first came out, and she liked the books, and we owned them. And on New Year's Eve, the electricity went out, so I was like, hey, Mom, can I read The Hunger Games? And she's like, sure.
Later, Katie recommended it to me. So I checked it out, and I liked it, so I continued on with the trilogy.
Oh, I see. Well, I remember my first reading of this book, and I was just so taken by the combination of beauty and horror, not to mention that I love, love, love a strong female protagonist, and we certainly have one in Katniss Everdeen. Sarah, Katie, when I review a book, I like to tell a little about the author. Can you tell me some of the things you unearthed about the author, Suzanne Collins?
Suzanne Collins is the youngest of four and was born on August 10, 1962, in Hartford, Connecticut. She moved around a lot due to her father being an Air Force officer.
She got her master's degree at New York University in dramatic writing. Collins came up with the idea for the book by flipping through the channels on the television and realizing that there was not much a difference between reality TV and the coverage of the Iraq War.
Interesting. This book is young adult fiction, as we said, and it is also dystopian fiction, a genre I particularly enjoy. Both of you girls mentioned that in your reading habits, you enjoy dystopian fiction as well. Do you have a favorite series?
My favorite series is probably Divergent.
I thought that was good as well. How about you, Katie?
My favorite series was the Selection series.
Okay. They both take place in a future that is not as good as what we have now. You are listening to Read Astray. I am Laura, your book review host from the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. Do you have a special occasion coming up? Wedding, reunion, big birthday? Do you need a boost of confidence that a wider smile could provide? Henson Oakley on West Jackson Street in Cookeville offers Zoom teeth whitening. For a wider, brighter smile, visit Henson Oakley Family Dentistry. Today's review is The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. With me in the studio today are two of my students, Sarah and Katie. Well, girls, let's talk about the main characters. I've already mentioned our strong female protagonist, Katniss Everdeen. Katniss is 16 at the start of the book. She's grown up in District 12 of the country Pan Am, which is located in what is now the United States. District 12, where she lives, is responsible for coal mining, a job which took her father's life. Katniss has been responsible for caring for and providing for her sister Prim and her mother since his death. Fortunately, her father taught her much about survival.
Peter Malark is a baker's son who is also from District 12. He and his family are more privileged than most. Peter is a kind, compassionate young man who has had feelings for Katniss since a very young age, but has never confessed them until they are both chosen to participate in the 74th Hunger Games.
Gale Hawthorne is Katniss's best friend and hunting partner. He is devoted to his family and to Katniss. These three characters are forced to play out a love triangle of sorts, although Katniss participates less out of actual feelings and more out of the need to survive.
Other characters are Haymitch Abernathy, a previous participant and survivor of the Hunger Games. He guides Katniss and Peeta. Effie Trinket, who works for the Capitol but begins to see the error of its ways, and President Snow, the main antagonist and perpetuator of the games. The book is mainly about a 16-year-old girl, Katniss, and how she struggles for survival in a dystopian society. Can you explain the concept of the games, girls?
As a punishment for District 13's failed rebellion, each year the Capitol forces all districts 1 through 12 to play a televised game in which two children, one boy and one girl, from ages 12 to 18 are picked through the reaping to pay tribute and battle to the death in an arena. The games serve not only as major entertainment, but also a way for the Capitol to keep the citizens in line and compliant.
Regarding the plot, did either of you have a favorite or least favorite part?
My favorite part was when Katniss reunites with Peeta in the games when she thought he was gone.
My least favorite part was when Katniss was alone with no one to talk to.
I see. We haven't mentioned much about Rue. Would either of you like to talk about her?
Well, Rue was... Well, Katniss, she met Rue whenever she was...
In the games.
Yeah. And they became quick friends.
I just mentioned her because over the years, as my students have read this book, that part kind of stands out to them. They just found it so sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, I cried.
Did you?
Yeah.
So, girls, what is your overall rating of the book?
I give it a 4.3. I think it could have used some more interactions between Peeta and Katniss.
Oh, are you a Peeta fan?
Yeah.
I'm Team Gale. What about you, Katie?
I would give it like a 4 out of 5 because I thought that the first book could, like Sarah said, focus more on Katniss and Peeta's interactions. And yeah.
Okay. How did you feel about the others? Did you read the others in the trilogy?
Yes. My favorite out of the trilogy is The Mockingjay because it tells you more about life outside of District 12 and the Capitol.
My personal favorite was Catching Fire because they went back in the games and they were with the previous victors, and I liked those relationships.
Oh, well, good answers. When I read Catching Fire, I thought, well, there's no way it'll be as good as Hunger Games. And the first part moved kind of slowly, but I thought when it got to the games that it was even better than the Hunger Games. What about the movie adaptations? Did you girls see all of those?
Yes. I didn't really like the movie adaptations because they left out some parts in the book.
I agree. I think the book is always better, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend this series to other students?
Yes, I would, because it teaches you to stand up for what you believe in.
Also, it teaches you to stand up for those who cannot, like whenever Katniss volunteered for Prim.
Oh, excellent answer. Well, I definitely give it high praise just for its ability to get students reading. It's high interest, action-packed, and full of great characters. And I'm actually seriously looking forward to the prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Do you think you girls will read it?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
I will.
Probably.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a lot of fun discussing the book with you.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in today. I'm always open for your book recommendations or ideas, as well as your format suggestions. You can access me through social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Tune in again next time for another book review. Until then, happy reading.
You've been listening to Read Astray. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.